Once upon a time, there were three lovely children. Hannah.
Hello.
Robert.
Hello.
And Marigold.
Hello.
And they all lived together with Mummy.
Hello.
And Daddy. Although Daddy didn't seem to be around much these days, as he's recently started sleeping with Mrs. Johnson, who works in the hat shop. It was the jolly old school holes.
Hurrah! Hurrah!
Marigold?
Hurrah.
And Mummy had decided to drive over and visit Aunt Whiffy and Uncle Crumbly in their great big house, Colostomy Towers. As it was lunchtime, the children got their lunchboxes out.
Let's see what Cookie has packed for us today.
Gosh, yes! I'll bet I've got swan sandwiches, a small portion of apple pie, and lashings of ginger beer.
Gosh, Hannah, you're absolutely right. Let's have a look in mine.
Gosh, that's what you've got too. What have you got, Marigold?
20 Bensons and a pot noodle.
How exciting! Hurrah for Cookie!
Hurrah! Marigold?
How am I going to find a kettle out here?
No, you'll just have to eat it raw.
Raw pot noodle? Look, I'll sort you a couple of fags for a sandwich.
Mummy, how much further is it to Aunt Whiffy's?
Yes, how far? Do we have time for a game of I Spy?
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, plenty of time. Should be another half an hour yet. Shall I go first?
Oh, yes!
Yes, Mummy, you go first.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with H.
Hedgehog!
No.
Handkerchief.
No.
You have a go, Marigold.
Bugger off!
Oh, come on, Marigold. You're not going to see very much if you're all slouched down in the seat like that. What can you see that begins with H?
Hemorrhoid.
But you can't see them from there, but when you've got your trousers on.
And anyway, you said you'd had them all lasered off last week.
The doctor let me keep them in this little box. Look. Look, can you two move over a bit? You're taking up more than your share of the back seat.
No, we're not. We're squashed up against the door.
It's your bottom, Marigold. It's much bigger than ours.
Are you suggesting I'm overweight?
Yes, I am. Look, what's that?
It's a beer gut.
Why haven't I got one?
Yes, Mummy. Why haven't we got beer guts?
Quiet, children. I'll get you some for Christmas.
Hooray!
Hooray! Marigold?
Hooray.
It's a lovely old house, isn't it?
Gosh, yes, Mummy, it's lovely.
Lovely!
What's the matter, Marigold?
Has anyone seen my lighter? Oh,
I remember coming here when I was a child. One of my fondest memories is of the old doorbell they have. It chimes and resonates with the grace of 1,000 angels singing their hearts out on the edge of a cloud.
Oh, can I ring it, Mummy? Please, please, can I ring it?
Yes, dear, just push that button there.
Oh, hooray! Lovely.
Are they expecting us, Mummy?
They should be, although Aunt Whiffy is getting a bit old and strange these days. Last time I saw her, she thought I was a horse box.
Good afternoon, Ma'am.
Hello, Plinth. How are you? And how's the head?
Much better, Ma'am, thank you. Almost grown back now.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, look, it's Timmy.
Hello, Timmy. There's a good dog.
Get off my leg.
Hello there. How are you?
Hello, Crumbly. I'm very well, thank you.
Pooh, Mummy, what's that smell?
Yes, Mummy,
That'll be Aunt Whiffy. Hello, dear. Nice to see you.
Who are you lot, then? Oh, I remember now. You're all dead, aren't you?
No, I don't think so.
Get off!
Master.
Yes, Plinth?
It's all on for tonight, Master. It should be here just after midnight.
Good. Make sure everything is ready to go when it arrives.
Very good, Master.
Look, can someone give me a hand here? I'm starting to lose consciousness.
Kick his ball!
Oh, okay.
No, I meant the ones on the lawn.
Oh, sorry.
Shall we go and unpack?
Yes, you come with me and Whiffy.
Why don't we all get into the bath together?
Plinth, you take the children up to their room.
Yes, Master.
Cripes! What a size! And we've all got four-poster beds.
Yes, cripes!
Have you got a towel I can borrow? My leg's all wet.
You can put all your belongings into these drawers here. And if you need me for anything else,
Just ring that bell over there. Yes?
Can you, show me where the bar is?
The bar? How old are you?
54. I'm 8. 8 3/4, actually.
Really? Well, if you like to follow me, I'll show you where the lemonade is.
Right.
Gosh! Look at the view!
Yes, gosh! And there's our car down there. Look!
Do you think we'll have an adventure here?
I'll say. I bet this house is full of secret passageways and tunnels. That plinth character looks really shifty, too. I bet he's a smuggler or a bank robber or something.
Gosh, do you think so? I've got a feeling that we're going to have a jolly spiffing time.
Withy!
It wasn't me. It was the dog.
Well, shush. The pair of you. Is there any sign of it yet?
Any sign of what?
The van.
What van? Are they coming to take the toilets away again?
Have you taken your pills today?
What pills?
Never mind. It's here. You go and get Plinth.
Who?
Go on.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with D.
Darkness.
Yeah, your go.
Right. I spy with my little eye something beginning with D.
Darkness.
Yes. Your go, Marigold.
Look, why don't you play it with the lights on?
We can't. It's after midnight and Mummy would get awfully cross.
Yes, awfully, awfully cross.
Well, I've had enough of this. I'm going back to the bar again.
No, Marigold, don't go.
Yes, please stay. I spy is far more fun with three.
Sod off.
Oh, well. It's your go, Hannah.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with... Gosh! What's that?
It's a van.
What's it doing here at this time of night?
I don't know. There's a man getting out, look. And there are some people coming to meet him. It's Aunt Whiffy and Uncle Grumbly. I say, Hannah, this looks like it could be the beginning of a spiffing adventure.
Gosh, yes! Look, look, they're unloading some big boxes and taking them to that shed.
And there's Plinth. Gosh, they're all in it together. He's bringing the other boxes from the shed and they're putting them into the van.
What shall we do?
We could play I Spy again.
No, this is much more exciting than I Spy.
Well, why don't we tell Marigold?
No, this is our adventure. I think we should wait until the van has gone and then go out and see what they've put into that shed.
Good idea. Shall we play I Spy again while we're waiting?
Okay, then. I spy with my little eye something beginning with D.
Darkness.
Yeah, you'll go.
Quickly, Hannah, before Uncle Grumbly comes back.
I think I've trodden on a hedgehog.
Yeah, let me see. No, I think that's Uncle Grumbly's wig.
Oh, right. Come on, then.
Shine the torch over there.
Oh, I hope there aren't any spiders.
Look, there are those boxes. I'm going to open one. Gosh.
What?
Look.
Gosh. Jars and jars of jam.
Morning, Mummy.
Morning, children. Did you sleep well?
Oh, yes. Now, how are you, Marigold? You didn't come back to the bedroom until 4:30.
Oh, I'm fine.
But you were wobbling all over the place.
Then you had a long discussion with the yucca plant, fell over the suitcases, and threw up all over Hannah's duvet.
Are you suggesting that I can't hold my beer?
Have you been drinking beer, Marigold?
Yeah. Mummy, what do you know about jam?
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 Yes, we were just wondering about jam.
Well, what about it?
Does it spend a lot of time in vans?
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 We were just wondering.
Yes, just wondering.
Well, dears, I don't know. It's a bit sticky, but quite nice when you put it on bread. I'm not sure about vans. Why don't you have a look in the library?
Gosh, yes. What a spiffing idea.
Let's go and look. Come on.
Finish your breakfast first, dears. Pass the Alka-Seltzers, Marigold.
Gosh, what a lot of books.
Yes, gosh. Where shall we start?
Well, how about looking under J?
Good idea.
Here's a book called Fumbling Around in Dark Places. This must be F. Try over that way a bit.
Lobotomy is for beginners. Love your lemming. This must be L. Try those shelves over there.
Yes, I think this is the right area. Jumping over big things. Journeys abroad for mad people. Gosh!
What? Oh yes, gosh. I've never seen so many books on jam. A Brief History of Jam. The Joy of Jam. 101 Parts of the Body to Spread Jam On.
Robert, look over here. Look at all these trophies. Winner of the Prickton Village Jam Competition 2000 for Best Jam. And look at this one. Congratulations to Whiffy and Crumbly Dangleberry for the tastiest blackcurrant jam of 2001.
They won an awful lot of prizes, haven't they? Wow, look at the size of this book. Who's Who in Jam? And gosh, it's really heavy. I can hardly move it. Oops.
Look, a secret passageway.
Gosh, what a good thing I've still got my torch on me.
Gosh, yes, that is handy.
Come on.
Careful. Wow, a secret room.
What's that over there?
It's those boxes again.
Can't be the same ones. Those jars are from the supermarket. These ones have got different labels on. Colostomy Towers Homemade Jam. Hello? Who's there? Ah, Aunt Whiffy, is that you?
Oh, no! We're trapped! Someone has locked us in! Help! Help! Help!
The smell is coming with us. Let us out!
Oh, it's no good! The door won't open!
Maybe. We're getting too close to the truth. Someone has sealed us in here so that we can't talk.
Can't talk? I can't see! That smell is making my eyes burn.
We could be in here forever.
Forever? Do you mean we'll miss lunch?
And we'll never see Mummy again.
Maybe there's another way out. Maybe at the back of this secret room is a secret tunnel that leads down to a secret cave. And we'll have to ride along in a little carriage on a secret railway track, and we'll be going along really, really fast, and bones will be flying around the cave, and big fiery things will be coming at us from the roof. Oh no, somebody's opened the door.
What's happening? Who's there?
Is that you, Aunt Whiffy?
Come on, let's take a look. Marigold! So it was you all along. Why did you try and lock us in?
It wasn't me. I was the one who let you out. It was these people who locked you in.
Ugh! Aunt Whiffy!
And Uncle Crumbly.
Why couldn't you kids mind your own business?
What's going on in here?
I think we should all put our pants on our head and sing Remember You're a Wumble.
I'm afraid I have a couple of surprises for you all. The first is that Aunt Whiffy and Uncle Crumbly have been involved in a very serious local jam scandal. And the second is that I am not the real Marigold.
Gosh.
gosh!
Yes, gosh. Well, who are you?
I am none other than Chief Inspector Plodpig of the Yard, and I've been standing in for the real Marigold for 2 years now in order to try and get close to these terrible criminals so that I could catch them in the act.
Wow!
But I couldn't have done it without you two.
Pesky kids!
So, where is the real Marigold?
Down at the Yard, staying at the creche facilities.
So, you've been pretending to be Marigold for 2 years. I never noticed any difference.
Neither did I. Didn't you realise it wasn't the real Marigold, Mummy?
No, not really. But that's probably due to all the recreational drugs I've been taking. Although, I did notice she was spending an awful lot of time down at Dicey Riley's snooker club for an 8-year-old.
Bye.
What's going to happen to them?
Well, first thing is to get Aunt Whiffy checked into a clinic somewhere. Then they'll be interrogated and charged. I don't think you'll be seeing them for a very long time.
Gosh.
Yes, gosh.
So, what was it all about then, Inspector? Marigold?
Well, basically, Aunt Whiffy and Uncle Crumbly have been taking in jars of high-quality supermarket jam, relabeling them and then entering them in local village competitions. They've been winning prizes for years. I've had my eye on them for some time. Now that they've confessed to the jam scandal, I'm hoping you can get them on the giant leeks, the marrows, and 23 accounts of murder, arson and armed robbery.
Wow!
Thankfully, it's all over now. And it's all down to you, smart kids.
Well, gosh.
Yes, gosh.
So, do we get the real Marigold back?
Well, I don't know. It's up to you, really. I've quite enjoyed it, especially at bath times. And Christmas. And when you tell us stories at bedtime.
Oh, tell us a story now, Mummy.
Yes, tell us a story.
Well, OK. Are you all sitting comfortably?
Yes.
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 Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there were three lovely children. Robert.
Hello.
Hannah.
Hello.
And Marigold.
Hello.
And they all suddenly realised that they now had custody of Timmy the dog.
Oh, no. Get off! No, leave me alone! No!
In All Bagged Up at Colostomy Towers, Robert was played by Julian Powis, Hannah by Kathy Smith, and Marigold by David Hooper. Mummy was played by Ursula Smythe, Uncle Crumbly by Neil McRae, Aunt Whiffy by Louisa Jones, and Plinth by Howard Timberlake. Taryn Steen was the narrator, and Claire Mace was Timmy the dog. It was written by Alan Morgan. The production team were Janine Meyer-Smith, Linda Gianfi, Darren Evans, Jenny Simmons, Alan Morgan, Eugene Murphy, Sarah Jones, and Charlotte Simon. All Bagged Up at Colostomy Towers was a BBC Radio Theatre Group production.